Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app. This is an episode of the Neil Bort Show with the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3.
Neil Bortz is a bad man.
Not AI version of Neil.
No, not AI version. Neil, did you hear about that? Did you hear what we did to you?
You did what?
Well, I'll let Front Office Los explain it since he's the one that is the mastermind. He's the person.
Hold on. Don't just blame it all on me. We were joking around last week that if you ever created a AI version of Neil, that he would have to say wildly outlandish things, because the Church of the Painful Truth, Neil tells you what you need to hear even when you don't want to hear it. And so we created an AI version of you that just threw out wild conspiracy theories.
Oh, thanks a lot.
We got to send it to
I'm
you.
I'm another Alex Jones now?
Yes, exactly.
Yes, you're now Marjorie Taylor Greene and Alex Jones combined.
Stupid and never mind.
Well, I mean, but there is a level of when I think a lot of times we talk about things that might be abrasive and we're just being honest, and here's how the federal government works, here's how your politicians go. And then there's the next level when you jump to certain things, and that's where the Alex Joneses of the world live. And so that was our joke.
The guy you compared me to.
Well, I did not compare you to Alex Jones ever.
We created a AI Neil Bortz, thinking, okay, if Neil says something shocking, usually it's true. Let's create a Neil Bortz that says something shocking that is completely off the rails on the crazy.
Neil, can we give you an example?
Well, why don't you go create an AI cornhole game with your picture on it?
All right, Neil, let me give you an example. So this is what it sounded like last week when we created AI conspiracy theory Neil Bortz, and this was talking about lizard people. Take a listen.
Okay. Did you know lizard people are real and that our government covers up their existence? If you don't believe me, just take a closer look sometime at Joe Biden's face. One time I was in Naples and I ran into an old friend. His name was Gus, and he revealed to me that he was in fact a lizard person. He must have noticed my tattoo, as I am a member of the Secret Society of Earthlings Against Reptilian Invaders. Gus suddenly had a completely different look on his face. At that moment, I followed my training and strangled him. I ended up dumping his body deep in the swamps of Florida. Turns out later I was told that old Gus had been suffering from severe dementia. But at the time, I followed the code that I have sworn to protect. Neil Bortz, Extra 106.3.
Thanks a lot.
But, I mean, does it not sound... I mean, it doesn't have your cadence, and that's what AI has a problem with, but...
Thanks. A pant load.
But Neil, who's talking about lizard people?
You know, I've told you I'm not going to talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene.
That's right. Oh, that's funny. Oh, my gosh. So if you recall, Los had made an AI version of Kimmer, and it's drunk Kimmer.
But it's so much better when it's Neil with conspiracy theories.
You know, I can remember one time, this had to be 30 years ago, actually seeing that a forked tongue flicker out of her mouth.
And you were friends with her dad, correct? That's the story, right?
We were Donna and I were very good friends with her father.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, he was an absolutely great and brilliant man, sort of the opposite of that which he doth create. But then, you know, hey, listen, let me tell you about my email. I hate being on the phone. I love to listen to my voice and all of its rich, melodious tones. And here I am in the studio talking to you on the phone. It occurred to me that I hadn't received an email since last Thursday, and I started looking into this. I still have one computer, a laptop, that'll get email, and I say, I got to reset the password here. And so I did, and I tried to, and it said, we're going to send you a link to verify you so you can verify who you are before you change enter a code. We're going to send a code to a link. You've been through that.
Yes, sir.
And that code was sent to an email address I'd never seen in my life before in Finland. And so then it occurred to me that maybe something's funny is going on with my computer and my email. And God help me, I can't get a hold of Comcast, Infinity, or that crowd to save my life.
Yeah, they're tough.
Well, I dial 1-800-COMCAST, and I get a series of advertisements, one for a medical alert device and then another one for an exterminator to get rid of all of the roaches and cooties. And the third one, I forget, but that's all you get. You just get commercials, and you're dialing 1-800-XFINITY to get this mess straightened out. So that's my complaint for the day. All in all, I can rest really happy that when I woke up this morning and turned over, I saw Donna and not MTG.
There you go. Talking to Neil Bortz, Talkmaster on Extra 106.3, Atlanta's only conservative news and talk station, Tug, Rhino, and Los. Neil, on a serious note, you've talked about...
I'm serious.
Yeah, I know. You've talked about the fact that we could lose this country, and it appears, if you see what the left is doing and what these crazy people are doing on the campus of Columbia University, it is frightening what they want to do. I feel like this is a full-on cultural revolution, a Marxist revolution, and it has tentacles in the government. It has tentacles in the DOJ. It has tentacles everywhere, and it's not going to stop anytime soon unless we grab the reins and reel it in. And it's going to take years and years and a lot of work.
Don't think it can be done. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I'm a pessimist. In one sense, some people might say, God, I was so lucky to be alive at the time of the American Revolutionary War and the forming of our government and the July 4th and the ratification of our Constitution. I'm so glad I was alive to see that. Well, now we're going to be able to tell whoever will listen to us that we were not so much privileged, but we happened to be alive at the very time this experiment that was started in 1776 started to crumble and dissolve. And that's what's going on. The media is paying so much attention and giving so much credit to a bunch of kids who have never in their lives been on their own. They were living at home, you know, on their mother's tit, fed, housed, clothed, then sent by their parents to these colleges and universities, fed, housed, clothed. They've never once, most of them, had to worry about making a rent payment or getting groceries in the house or paying income taxes for that matter. And now none of them have fully developed brains, obviously. And now they're running the news cycle. They're controlling the whole news cycle with these mindless, brain-dead protests in favor of the murderous Muslims of Gaza.
But I believe there are a lot of people, Neil. I mean, there's got to be 81 million to 100 million people that don't agree with the way this country is going. And it is scary to think about what will need to be done or what could happen if those people decide to stand up against the government at this point.
But you know what happens? Yeah. We need change. We need this. We need that. And then along comes an election.
Mm-hmm.
And then these people will boldly tell you that every damn member of the House of Representatives needs to be replaced except theirs, because theirs is doing a good job. And I spent 40-plus years listening to that nonsense. Well, why don't you vote for change? You'll know, whoa, my congressman is doing a good job. And so those others that need... And, you know, that's the attitude. This is always for somebody else to handle. This is for somebody else to address. These other people need to elect new representatives. These other people need to do something about their out-of-control, brain-dead kids. And not until people say, hey, this is my problem, my future is threatened, the future of my children is threatened, and I can't sit here going tisk, tisk, tisk all the time. I've got to get proactive. And one way to get proactive is to grab my congressman by the lapels and shake him until he's suffering from shaken congressman syndrome.
It's the Neil Boortz show right here on the Morning Extra. And Neil, here's where I will point this out. Florida is doing it right. Because when you talk about whether it's Governor DeSantis, whether it is their entire system that says we are not going to tolerate any of this hate speech, this anti-Semitism, there are places in the country that are doing it correctly, in my opinion. And I think that is what you have to focus on, making sure that your local area, whenever you can, is sharing your values.
Well, yeah, check it out, though. Florida has passed some legislation that makes squatters criminally,
yes,
the minute they walk into the house and close the door, they are criminals, and the police can deal with them accordingly. And for that, Florida is derided as backwards, Neanderthal, not recognizing the rights of the unhoused, so forth and so on. Florida's doing it right, but it's derided by the mainstream media in New York constantly for doing it right. And I guess politicians in some other states say, well, I don't want that treatment. I'm not going in that direction.
Yeah, it's like criminals when they say we're not going to Florida because they prosecute criminals there. I mean, you're seeing that happen in New York City.
In Texas, they actually kill them.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah,
Governor Brian Kemp's following suit in what Ron DeSantis did and passed the law to on squatters. And you start to see a lot of these southern states. You see Sarah Huckabee Sanders in Arkansas. And you see, obviously, Texas. And you see what they're doing there. Is there a separation? I know that you don't love Marjorie Taylor Greene, but a lot of those conservatives in the House are talking about a national divorce. Do you see that as a way we might be heading soon?
I've always thought that that would have been an interesting idea. You know, let the red state people congregate in one area in the blue and then, divide and see who wins this little battle. I mean, we're going to get to the point that some solution like that is going to have to get some serious consideration. I mean, how in the world can you live in a society where these brain-dead demonstrators are out there demanding divestment from Israel and blah, 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 and, oh, by the way, pay off my student loans.
Yes.
It's absurd. It's ridiculous. But you know what, Neil? Though I think you're probably right, it hurts my heart. It really does. It hurts me down to my soul to think that the United States of America in the near future could be headed down that path, or is already headed down that path.
Oh, it's absolutely headed down that path. And I know it hurts. And, you know, people always say, well, that can't happen to me. It couldn't happen to me. Oh, I can't believe that happened to me. Take a look at history. This nation right now, in historical terms, is right at the point where history expects it to dissolve.
Yeah.
History is expecting this country to cease being what it has been all of our lives. And in order to stop that from happening, we have to stand up to history and say, no, in this case, the past is not prologue. And we're not going to die after this 230-year life expectancy.
Neil Boortz is our guest on the Morning Extra with the Neil Boortz Show. And Neil, let me ask you this. Because of all your time in radio and reaching millions of people, do you feel like you at least slowed this thing down for a while? Because that's I feel like I'm at the end of it where I'm like, well, I'm cleaning it up from here because Neil slowed it down for a while, and now we've hit the accelerator. I feel like the work that you did, along with like the Rush Limbaughs of the world and everybody else, slowed this thing down for a little, because every single republic, when you look at history, dies in this way.
Well, slow it down, I don't know. We may have increased the friction a little bit. But let me tell you this, and I said this on the air. Oh, Neil, you can't leave. You can't. Look, you take the largest ship on the ocean, the largest, which I think would probably be a container ship or an aircraft carrier. Anyway, you take the largest one, and you get some giant cranes coming down from heaven, and you lift that ship out of the water, and 30 seconds later, you cannot tell it was ever there.
Yeah.
Gosh,
so
man.
Don't get the big head about the number of radio stations you have or how much influence you're having.
That's right.
You're having a good time entertaining an audience, but when that crane comes down from above and lifts you out of that pool, seconds later, you know, nobody's going to know you were ever there.
Wow, man. What I mean, it's so true. Well, yeah, no, we remember.
Well, I remember.
We're in the generation that can, but several generations down the road, it won't be that way. And I understand what you're saying, man, because I've been aboard an aircraft carrier, and five seconds after you go through the water settles back down like you weren't there. So your analogy really sticks with me.
You know, when I was on the air, I got several invitations from the Navy. They said, come fly with the Blue Angels. I did that, okay?
Wow.
Why don't you come spend a couple of days on an aircraft carrier? Oh, I'd love to. Never arranged it. We would like for you to come down to St. Mary's and go out to sea in one of our boomers, one of our nuclear submarines. God, I'd love that. Never arranged it. I passed up a lot of opportunities like that. Were you a skillet?
I was a...
Were you a skittle?
A skittle. I'm not familiar with that term. I was a topsider in the Navy. I was an
operator. Yes, he made love with men.
on the top side, on the flight deck, these men all running around in different colors.
Oh,
shirts.
You're talking about, okay, gotcha. Yeah, so, no, I wasn't. I was an operations specialist. Yes, right, yeah. I don't think and I was stationed aboard an aircraft carrier. I don't think I ever heard them called that. That's an interesting thing, yeah, where everybody wears different color flight deck jerseys and that, you know, points out who's doing what. Purple jersey means fueling of the aircraft on the flight deck. But no, I was radar navigation, communication, and intel, kind of a jack of all trades, master none.
Ooh, that sounds pretty, you know, that's pretty technical there, pal.
Well, let me tell you, that's why I only stayed 4 years, because they're like, we got to get this hillbilly out of here.
This is an episode of the Neil Bort Show with the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
Marketing is everywhere, from the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone. We are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a Mad Men's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.